Hi there, and welcome to Let's Slow Down, a podcast for all of you who feel tired and stressed from this overwhelming world. Here we'll have fun, inspiring conversations about living life on our own terms and explore ways to ease the pace of our modern world, because life really is good when you're relaxed enough to be present for it. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Stolting, and I welcome you to this space where I hope to inspire you to slow down, because life is too short to let it go by in a blur. So take a deep breath, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome to a spring edition of Let's Slow Down. Today we have Caroline Thor back again to talk about organizing and decluttering. She's a KonMari consultant, which stems from Marie Kondo's method from the life-changing magic of tidying up, as well as the host of the Living Clutter-Free Forever podcast. Caroline is a mom of three and a former teacher, and she uses her life experiences to teach others how they can find a sense of calm and organization in their lives. Welcome back to Let's Slow Down, Caroline.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm really excited to be back.
I'm excited to pick your brain about spring decluttering, because here in New Jersey, it's really starting to feel like spring. We've had some warmer weather. Most of the snow is gone. And you're over in Germany, but you said you've already got daffodils, right? Feeling like spring there.
Yeah, the trees are in blossom. The cherry trees are starting to open. Apparently next weekend, all the cherry trees are going to be in full bloom. And yeah, it was a beautiful, warm spring weekend this last weekend.
We had the same. So I think everybody's kind of itching for this new season. And spring is such a season of renewal. And I know, you know, spring cleaning, everybody talks about spring cleaning. I think everybody just wants to like wipe away the winter, start fresh with the new season. So today we're going to offer our listeners lots of spring decluttering tips from you, the expert.
Yeah, let's get started. So I think a great place to start is with our wardrobe, because this is something that really for us signifies that the seasons are changing, because we start changing the type of clothes we're wearing. So a really good idea is to go through your closet, have a look at clothes that you perhaps have had in your closet all winter, but never actually worn. And it's a really good signal for you that these are not clothes that necessarily spark joy for you anymore, that you want to be wearing, or that perhaps they don't fit you anymore and you need to make a decision about whether you are actually going to hang on to them or not. So I always recommend having a box or a bag in the bottom of your closet so that if you discover items that you think, actually, I'm not really wearing these anymore, I could do with donating or selling these, you've got somewhere to put them straight away out of the way, and you can sort of collect a bag or a box together and then it'll be ready to take to donation. And that way you're freeing up space for your spring summer wardrobe to have room to breathe and for you to actually be able to see what it is you have to wear.
I love that. It's definitely the time that I usually go through my clothes when I'm switching out the seasons. I'm wondering what you think about this. I usually keep a bin or two bins, depending on the season, in the attic. So I kind of like really have a complete changeover of my clothing when the seasons change. So is that okay? Do you recommend that? Do you shy away from that? Like, do you keep all of the clothes that you own in your closet at one time, or do you sort through different seasons and put them away?
I think it depends very much on where you're living. I do what you do, but I have above where my hanging space in my closet, I have two shelves that are quite high up. I have to get a little step ladder out to actually be able to reach them. So I store my out of season clothes up on those two shelves with some mothballs and stuff like that. So in case the moths decide to attack. And then what I do is when it gets too warm for all my winter clothes, I get all of those down onto the bed and go through my autumn winter wardrobe and put them back up onto the shelves and put my spring summer clothes into the closet. But I know for some of my friends, for example, in the UK, when we've spoken about this, they wouldn't do that because it doesn't ever get so hot in the UK that you wouldn't perhaps need something that you might wear in autumn, even in summer if you've got a chilly day. So I think it depends very much on where you're living. But if you live somewhere where there are four definite seasons, or a definite spring, summer, and then an autumn, winter, I think it's a great idea if you have the room to store clothes somewhere else. Another place is in boxes stored and bins stored under the bed is a really good place that lots of people use. Having them out of the way means that you haven't got the visual clutter all year. You're left with a more concise wardrobe to look at, and it makes it easier getting dressed in the morning.
Yes, that's what I like, and that's why I do it. I like to just get them out of here, you know, especially for us in New Jersey. Once the milder weather hits, we don't need really heavy coats or sweaters or anything like that anymore. They take up so much space. So I like to just literally just get them out of here for 5-6 months and not look at them or think about that cold weather until we absolutely need it again. So that's a great tip.
And it's a really good excuse as well to do a bit of decluttering, because otherwise we have to actually find a time to sort of consciously do it. Whereas if we're having this change of seasons, it's just a really logical time to do it and think, okay, did I wear this at all this season? Or if you get your spring summer stuff out, check whether everything still fits before you put it into your closet, because we can change sizes. No, I certainly do.
We do change sizes. Yeah. I know. But we hang on to this stuff. It's like, okay, if you haven't fit in that for the last 5 years, stop doing that to yourself.
Exactly. It's just hanging there laughing at you that, you don't fit in me still. Bad luck.
Yep.
So I'm very much of the view that really it's a great time to do a bit of decluttering. And also our styles change as well. I know I had some stuff last spring, summer that I got out. And I was thinking, I don't really like this anymore. My style's changed a bit since I bought these sort of 5 years ago. And yes, they still fit, but I don't think I'm going to wear them. So I donated them.
I mean, if we're not using it, we're not wearing it, what is the point of keeping it? So I'm with you. Yeah. I think that's, and you know, what's nice is that we go into our closet. I mean, that's kind of where most of us start our day, right? So it's nice to have it be visually organized and not too cluttered. And I think that that really helps set the tone for just a calmer day. You feel like, okay, this is easy. I have nice options. Things fit me. I like the clothing that I'm wearing, and it makes you feel better about yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And at the point where you have taken out perhaps your clothes that are from autumn, winter, and put them onto your bed, just to have a look through while you've got that empty closet or empty drawers, it's a great time just to wipe everything over, give everything a clean, because otherwise there's no opportunity ever really to do that. So it's a great time to just give everything a clean through before you put the next season's clothes back in.
Definitely. And this doesn't take that long. So this is something we can do, take a day, take an afternoon and just do it, be set for the new season and feel very much productive and encouraged to move forward with our new style, the style that we're embracing now. So that's great. I think that's a great place to start for spring decluttering. What else?
Well, I think to this time of year, the thing I notice most is how bad my windows look, because the sun starts shining and you're suddenly like, oh my goodness. I was thinking this at the weekend. And my house has a lot of windows. One whole side of it is glass, and it's just crazy how bad it looks at the moment. So I always think it's a really good time to go around and have a look. Now, this is where it'll be interesting in terms of American and English words. I call it a windowsill or a window ledge in front of the window. What do you guys call it?
We call it the windowsill also.
Oh, cool. That's good then. Sometimes I talk about things and I can see Americans thinking, and she's talking about what? Yes.
No, we're with you. We're still with you.
Yeah. Good. So windowsills have a tendency to get really cluttered. And what we tend to do is put stuff on them, especially during autumn, winter months, where maybe we're not opening our windows quite as much as we will do once the weather gets warmer. And then it comes to the warmer weather, and it's really hard to get those windows open because of all the stuff that's there. And also, you're making your life so much harder for cleaning, having all these bits standing around. So I always recommend going around, collecting together everything from the windowsills, seeing what you perhaps would choose, like one or two items just to keep there, give all the windowsills a wipe over. And at the same time, while the windowsills are empty, it's a really good opportunity to get those windows cleaned so that you can let all that beautiful sunshine in. And optically, when your windowsills are not cluttered with bits and bobs and ornaments, it just makes everything visually calmer. And when you walk in, it makes the room feel more organized and that you've got a bit more control over things. So I would highly recommend that as part of your spring clean, because it's a double win. You get to clean your windows and you visually declutter your space as well.
And it does bring clarity just outside and in. So I think all of these things are so connected to how we feel inside and how we view ourselves and the world. And when we can look out through a nice clean window that is a clear space, it does provide more clarity. So I think that's a great one. I love it.
Yeah, definitely. And then moving on, I think the one place that people think, oh, I'm going to have to spring clean, and they dread it, is the kitchen. And the reason is because we have so much stuff in drawers and cupboards that it feels like it's going to be a massive job to empty them all out and wash out all the cupboards and put everything back again. And lots of people will put it off because they're just absolutely dreading it. So I am very much the view that it's sometimes a good idea to choose a week and say, during this week, I am going to be spring cleaning the kitchen. And then you're not planning on doing the whole thing all at once, but you might say on a Monday, you're going to spend half an hour just emptying out drawers, wiping them through and putting everything back again. And then perhaps on Tuesday, you're going to choose two cupboards to do. Break it down into small, manageable tasks, because we're busy. We're working. We've got families. We don't have time to spend a whole day emptying everything out and putting it all back again once we've cleaned it. So I always recommend empty the contents of the drawers or a couple of cupboards out onto your work surface. As soon as it's empty, wash out that space so it can be drying. And then have a look through, is there anything that you just got out that you know you never use? It's one of those items you're hanging on to just in case. We all have just in case items. And have a box ready so that as you're doing the kitchen, you can put things into the box that you notice you never use, or you've got duplicates of them, and you can donate those items at the end of your kitchen spring cleaning. So you've got a place for those things to go. It's a really great idea. My mum, who's in her late 70s, was actually telling me she did the kitchen last week. She did it all in one day, crazy lady. But she said she found loads of cake tins of loads of different sizes that she never uses anymore because she stopped baking as much as she used to. So she's decided to donate them because they were still in really good condition. And it's a really good way of just once a year thinking, am I really using this item? Because these things take up so much space.
They do. I haven't done it in a while, so I'm really glad that you mentioned this one because it needs to happen soon. My daughter's a big baker, so her baking stuff was starting to encroach any cabinet that had a little room with more baking stuff. So what I did was the stuff that she uses regularly, you know, she has a space for those in the kitchen. But the rest of the stuff, and she has a lot of seasonal, she has a lot of Christmas baking stuff, she has Easter stuff. Now that's coming, so that might be something what we take out, but she has baking supplies for all these different holidays. So she has a couple bins that we keep in the basement out of the way, but that we can easily access. So that's really given me a lot more room in my kitchen back. So I've done that. And then also some of the bigger, bulkier, trying to think of like some of the utensils that like things that we have that we don't use that often. Like I have one of those like meat hammer things, you know, the meat tenderizer, I guess. Obviously, I don't even know what it's actually called, so I don't use it that often. But it's one of those things that I still don't want to get rid of. So I have a separate spot where I keep some of those things just so that they're not with my everyday stuff and they're not taking space with the things, the drawers that we're opening every single day multiple times. And I find that's a good way to keep the kitchen a little bit more minimal and easier to work with. because I don't love cooking very much. So if my kitchen is cluttered and things are hard to find, I'm not going to want to do it. And I realize, you know, I have a family of five. I do need to cook and it is healthier and I want to feed them well, but it just makes it a more enjoyable space for me to be in when it's got less stuff in it.
Yeah. And there's other things, obviously, like the oven will need cleaning, the fridge, and, you know, all these big jobs. I mean, I'm lucky now. My oven is quite a modern one and it's got a self-cleaning function where it seems to put itself onto the most ridiculous heat ever and burns everything off inside it. And then I just have to wipe over the sort of bits on the bottom that it's brilliant. So, but I try to keep on top of these things now so that it doesn't have to be a once a year nightmare job. And every week when I go and do the food shop, we've got to the point now with us making a meal plan every week that everything that's in the fridge, by the time it gets to the weekly shop on Saturday, has been used up. I mean, the fridge is virtually empty. It's crazy.
Wow,
so it means that I can, it's really cool. But it means that I can wipe over the shelves just quickly before I go and do the shop. And when I come back, I just refill it. And it means it never gets bad. I remember in the oldie days before I discovered the KonMari method and got myself organized, if I did my fridge clean, I used to dread it. It's like, oh my goodness, what's living in the back of there?
Yep.
It's horrendous.
For us, it's all like the sauces and the condiments that you don't necessarily use up right away. I feel like those end up building up. But you have to go through those sometimes because some are well past their expiration dates. So
yes, definitely. And having things like that stored in boxes in the fridge means you can easily lift out, wipe over the shelf and put things back. I've even got like a Lazy Susan turntable for all our jam jars and sauce jars that are open so that I can always reach everything, even if it's at the back. And that's easy. I can just lift that out once a week, wipe and put it back. And it just means I'm not ever having to do a really major fridge deep clean. So that would be my top tip for the fridge, just to keep on top of it.
Yeah. And when it's not so scary, it's a less daunting job. So it takes less time. You're less likely to put it off. And even when I just wipe down like really quick, just the main shelves, when I open it, it just looks so much better. So these are little things that seem so insignificant, but they can really add just moments of peace to our day that add up and can make you feel different and overall calmer. So I love it.
Yeah, definitely.
Any other tips that you want to share with us today?
I think one thing that's always a good idea as part of the spring clean is to give the floors a really good clean, because although we perhaps vacuum and mop once a week, do we really get around all the baseboards and do we really give the carpets or the rugs a really good clean? So it might be a really nice time just to get that done. And it's a good reason to look at what you as a family have standing around on the floors that perhaps is making that a more difficult thing to do each week. Do you have bags that collect in a corner? And if you lift them up and you've got dogs like I do, then suddenly there's a load of dog hair is collected under it in the few days that they've been standing there, that sort of thing. I have tried now, and we really have got very good at it, to have nothing standing around on the floors anywhere apart from pieces of furniture, so that it's really easy to vacuum, to mop. I now have a robot vacuum because I'm just too lazy with all the pets we have to do it every day, which is what needs to be done. So I can just set it off and I know there's no danger apart from the odd dog toy that's been left lying around. There's nothing that is going to be in its way. It can do the job properly. And if I was doing it myself, it would make it a lot quicker because I wouldn't have to be moving stuff before vacuuming or mopping. So look at how your family is organizing their things and are the things that perhaps you can move to make your cleaning easier for the whole year, not just spring cleaning. We're talking about what's being left on the coffee table in front of the sofa. Is it starting to get piled up with stuff so it makes it difficult to wipe around? Is there perhaps a basket you could put on there that people could put things into so you can just lift that up to wipe over rather than having to move individual items the whole time. Look at how your cleaning can be really speeded up by how you have your home organized. And that's one of the main reasons I decluttered and organized my home in the first place, because I was feeling super overwhelmed. And one of those things was it was just taking me too long to clean because I was having to do all the tidying first. And I didn't want to have to do that. So now it's just a quick clean because I haven't got to move anything. So that's a massive benefit.
It's a huge time saver. And I think it also helps for people who have kids. Like, it helps them put things back more when they start to realize, okay, we're not leaving stuff everywhere, and they have a particular spot to put their toys or their school stuff. They have, you know, they have a place for it. And it just becomes more of the norm in the house to just put the stuff away. And if everybody, I mean, it's not perfect all the time, but if everybody keeps up with that and those things are wiped down regularly, it is much easier, and it doesn't become this huge chore that's also takes hours, like you said, to tidy before you can even clean up. So
yeah,
these are great. These are really, really great. Any other tips for kids?
I think one place that parents really struggle when it comes to kids, and this is going to sound like a strange one, but it's actually the bathroom, especially if you've got little kids, because you have all these bath toys and you've got the kids' shampoo and the kids' wash and the creams and all of the things. And then you've got all the adults have got their own shampoo and their own conditioner and their own shower gel. And before you know it, the side of the shower or the side of your bathtub is covered in all these bottles of stuff that you have to move before you can clean anything. And you end up with these sticky rings everywhere, don't you, from each of the individual bottles. So I think having a basket for the kids' bath toys, for example, or water toys to go into is a really good idea. One thing I love, if you have got tiles that it's easy to access, is you can have these net bags that hang on suction pads that you can put up on the wall, and then all the water can drain out or drop out into the bath or the shower underneath when they're not being used. That is absolute space saver, and it gets them up and out of the way. And then keeping shower gels and shampoos in containers on the side of the bath will mean you can just pick it up, wipe under it, and put it back down again, a bit like with my fridge analogy as well. Try to make your life as easy as possible. And this is where a lot of kids' things seem to accumulate, is in the bathroom. And then, of course, the other thing with kids is the amount of laundry they produce and the amount of toys they have. So if you are having a spring clean in the kids' bedroom, have a look at creating storage for them, which makes it easy for the kid, whatever their age, to help you with tidying up and putting things away, so that you've got clear floors that you can go in and clean easily, or that they've got cupboards or drawers where they can easily help with putting their clothes away, even from a tiny age. And then they know that this is something that they need to be involved with. And then every year when you get in this spring cleaning phase, get the whole family involved. It's not just down to one person to make sure the home is refreshed, ready for the new season. It can be a whole family affair, which everyone gets involved in. And it means that you've got a chance for connection together, and do it in a fun way so that everyone feels involved and that they're valuable to what is being done.
That's great. I would kind of just started doing all this stuff on my own. I was obviously exhausted because I was doing it for 4, sometimes 5 people. I mean, my husband does his stuff, but I was doing it for the kids. And I'm like, why am I doing this? They're all perfectly capable. You know, they're,
yeah.
And especially as they got older, like, it's not like these little toddler clothes, toddler messes. It's like bigger stuff. So, you know, it hit me. There's no reason that I should be doing this on my own. And to what you're saying, like, try to make your life as easy as possible, and try, we all live in the house, so we all can do this together to make the house a more organized place to live. And I think that the earlier all of us have those conversations and kind of train our kids to learn, these are teachable moments. I mean, I feel like some of these things I didn't learn until I was an adult. So teaching them as younger kids to learn how to do these things It's going to serve them better as they grow, and it's also going to serve us better with them living in our homes. So it's a win-win, and there's no reason why they can't pitch in. And you know what? I think a lot of times it gives them a little sense of ownership, and they feel older, and they feel a little bit of pride in their space as well when we include them in it. So I think there's
totally
a lot of a lot of value to it.
We had exactly that situation at the weekend, that my 15-year-old daughter was having a friend come and do an overnight, and her room is far from tidy any time, and she's meant to clean it herself. So I try not to get involved, but it had been getting really bad on the floor, and I'd been saying, we either need to vacuum or I'm going to have to come and do it, which she doesn't like me interfering and doing. And then she had this friend coming to stay. And then she announced on Friday, just before this friend arrived, that this child has a really serious dust allergy.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my goodness. And my daughter was like, don't worry, I'm going to clean. And I was thinking, oh, no, this child's going to be so ill having stayed with us. Well, my daughter tidied up and cleaned that room within an inch of its life. I don't think I could have done it that well. It was absolutely incredible. And I walked in later and I nearly fell over in shock. Is this the same room? How did you do it? She'd spent about 3 hours on it on Saturday morning before her friend came, but it was amazing. And I thought, I taught you well, girl. It's a shame you can't do it every week, but when you need to, you
capable.
Can do it.
I think you need to have that friend over fairly regularly.
I've said it's going to be a weekly occurrence from now on.
Oh, Caroline, these are really, really great tips. I know that I'm inspired to go tackle some of this, and, you know, make it fun, make it easy, put some good music on and just tackle some of these jobs, and let's welcome spring.
Yeah.
It's the time.
Definitely. Or carry a screen around with you and watch a Netflix episode while you're doing it in the background, whatever it is that makes
it
enjoyable.
Or listen to a podcast.
Yes. Listen to some podcasts. There's a good idea.
So I know you have a couple of exciting things coming up that I was hoping you would share with us.
I do. I am so excited about this. I've never done this before. This is new for me. I am doing a free online 3-day workshop, and it's called From Chaos to Calm, a home organizing workshop for busy women. And busy women are going to say, but I haven't got 3 days to spend in a workshop, and I completely get you. So it's going to be 45 minutes to a maximum of an hour each day for 3 days. And I'm going to be coaching on things like how to visualize your ideal lifestyle so that the home that you create is actually supporting you rather than making your life more difficult. So we're not living in some storage solution. We actually want our home to be supporting us and serving us. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about how to find the time to do the decluttering and organizing, because I know we are busy. We don't know where on earth we're even going to start, let alone find the time to do it. And I have some amazing solutions for that, and I'm going to be sharing those on that day as well. And then on the third day, I'm going to be introducing some really amazing strategies that you will be able to implement to help you on your journey, and explaining at the end of day three how people can continue that journey with me if they so wish. So it's going to be amazing. There's going to be a Facebook group that's going to be a pop-up Facebook group to support the workshop for a few days before it and for a week after it. So if people want to, they can be asking me questions and getting help and advice and getting unstuck. And there are going to be prizes. There's going to be a raffle for people that show up live over the 3 days. The prizes are great. So I would love to see as many people there as possible.
It sounds fun. It sounds very motivating. And as we're starting to tackle this topic, it sounds like the Facebook group will be open pretty soon. So I'll make sure that I link everything in the show notes if you're interested in spending a few days with Caroline and getting inspired to walk into the spring with a new approach, a more organized, more decluttered house, which will then in turn filter into everything else in your world. So that sounds great.
Definitely. And anyone who signs up, if they aren't able to make one or any of the live sessions, there will be recordings available. So you don't miss out as long as you've signed up in advance.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thanks, Caroline. Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. It's been fun.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode and have been inspired to slow down and start living life at your own pace. As a brand new podcast, your listener voice matters. If Let's Slow Down is resonating with you, please take a minute to leave a review and rate us. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen and share it with friends. Remember, this is a process, so go easy on yourself. Be gentle and take all the space you need to thrive, because the world needs you to be at your best, to love and serve others and yourself.